Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
So, Sam, have you heard of the 10,000 hour rule?
10,000 hour rule? No, what's that?
Okay, 10,000 hour rule is an idea by a Canadian writer that says that if you want to be great at something, you have to do it for 10,000 hours.
Whoa.
So this could be writing, speaking a language, sport, art, or even computer programming.
Wow, that's a very interesting idea.
It is, it's cool. Do you think you've ever done anything for 10,000 hours?
That's a really long time. Probably English, since I have to use it every day while I was living abroad.
Right, that'll work.
How about you, Pat?
Ooh, sleep? I'm a world-class sleeper. I have done a lot of writing in the last 20 years, so maybe I'm getting close to the 10,000.
Is that what this article is about?
Sort of. It's actually about all the hard work K-pop stars have to put in to become successful. Let's read the article and find out more.
Reading. The Price of Fame for K-pop Stars. A K-pop star flips her hair and shakes her hips as she sings for her screaming fans. Her performance seems effortless, but it has actually been years in the making. For most K-pop stars, the journey to stardom often starts around age 9 or 10. A performer's training process can last anywhere from 1 year to a decade or longer. Tightly supervised trainees live together while attending school and participate in dance and voice classes at night. In addition, trainees are also taught foreign languages such as English, Japanese, and Chinese. The amount of time and effort demanded from these singers is huge, yet they can be cut from their company at any moment. K-pop star Joe Kwon said he never felt confident during his 8 years as a trainee. You never know when you will debut or if you will get kicked out of the company, so you feel insecure every day. One can't help but wonder if this pressure ever ends up paying off for young Koreans hoping to find fame.
So, our article begins by saying a K-pop star flips her hair and shakes her hips as she sings for her screaming fans, okay? So here we use the verb flip, F-L-I-P, flip, and it means to move or push something with a quick, sudden movement. So you can kind of imagine a woman doing that with her hair, like...
OK, 今天呢要聊一聊大家最喜欢的韩流明星哦，因为我们说 K-pop stars， pop 这个字呢就是 popular 来的，表示呢是流行的， star 呢只是指天上的星星，也可以指艺人哦，所以我们说 pop star 呢就是指流行艺人，例如像是我们台湾的蔡依林。那我们这边 K-pop 这个 K 呢则是指韩国的 Korea 这个 K 哦。 OK， 那刚刚呢 Pat 就解释到呢 flip 这个单字哦，这个字呢当作动词就是翻转翻面的意思，例如呢我们说 flip a coin 就是这样弹那个硬币哦，或者说 do a flip 就是做一个
I can't do that
I can't either okay. 这边呢就是指呢这个歌手呢在甩动他的头发啊。That's kind of hot
it
actually
is.
No wonder the fans scream.
Yes, the fans are described as screaming, S-C-R-E-A-M-I-N-G, screaming, which in this sentence is being used as an adjective related to the noun or verb scream, S-C-R-E-A-M, scream. So if someone or something is screaming, they are shouting out in loud excitement, fear, or horror.
OK, 我们看到呢 ,scream 这个字呢中文就翻译为尖叫哦。OK, 在英文里面呢我们看到动词形式 ,ing 哦动名词的时候呢很多时候呢就是用来当做形容词表示主动哦。例如呢做这个事情的人或东西。那例如呢我们在这边用 screaming, 我们课文里面呢说 screaming, 加上 ing, 就是尖叫的形容这些粉丝呢非常兴奋哦非常的很开心在尖叫这样。那如果呢你要表达被动应该要怎么用呢你就可以用过去分词 PP 的形式哦。例如呢paint 这个动词呢就是涂色涂颜色的意思那如果呢我们在形容这个墙壁是已经涂上颜色已经漆上油漆我们就说 painted wall 就是呢表示被涂上颜色的所以 PP 过去分词是表示被动那 VING 则是表示主动
OK well next our article says Her performance seems effortless But it has actually been years in the makingIf something is days, months, or years in the making, it's taken that long or longer to make.
OK, 刚刚 Pat 解释到这个片语，不过呢，我们先回到我们课文看一下、哦。他说呢，这个歌手在台上表演的时候呢 ，seems effortless。seem 这个动词呢，后面加上形容词呢，中文就是讲说似乎怎么样，看起来怎么样的意思。例如呢，我们说，she seems happy， 她看起来好像很开心。那这个看起来怎么样怎么样，我们就 seems 怎么样。那后面呢，我们看到 effort 这个字呢。就表示下功夫的那个功夫 make some effort 就是努力一下做一点功课那看到我们字尾加上 less 通常呢表示没有或是比较少的所以呢 effortless 就是指不用花什么力气啊很轻松所以表示呢这个歌手做这些事情呢非常轻松哦但不是看起来这么轻松哦我们看到他说 in the making 呢就是花一些时间来做什么事情像刚刚 Pat 说呢有可能是一天可能是好几十年才能做这些事情 OK the article goes on to sayFor most K-pop stars, the journey to stardom often starts around age 9 or 10.
Okay, that's pretty young.
Yeah.
Here we use the word journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, journey, to mean the, normally it's the act of traveling from one place to another. In our article, it means a long and often difficult process of personal change and development,In this case, to achieve a goal. For example, the film shows the young boxer's journey to becoming the world champion.
OK, 我们看到呢 ,journey 这个字呢指的就是旅程、哦、我们中文翻译为旅程。那它跟中文一样、哦、它可以简单的指呢你要去哪里的这段旅程哦。比方说当你坐飞机的时候你会听到那个机长跟你讲说 ,wish you a pleasant journey, 就是呢祝你有个愉快的旅程。那呢它也可以衍生为表示你经过了什么样的这个人生心路历程等等的。例如呢课文说这边成为明星的经历或者是呢像刚才举例说这个 young boxer, 他如何成为世界冠军的这个很痛苦苦的这个心路历程。那另外呢，这边有一个字哦 ，stardom。我们看到字尾呢接上 dom 哦，它呢在这个形容词后面呢，它呢就变成了一个名词哦，表示性质或是状态。例如呢，我们形容一个人呢是怎么样 ，wise， he's a wise man， 表示呢他是非常聪明的。那 wise 这个字呢，智慧后面我们加上 dom， wisdom 就表示智慧哦，变成名词。那另外呢，像我们这边看到 stardom， 就是在名词后面再加上 dom， 表示呢这个成为一个抽象名词。例如呢，我们这边 star 后面加上 dom。Stardom 就是呢表示他的这个明星身份表示他成为一个明星哦那另外呢这个也可以表示一个地方或是领域例如呢我们知道英国叫做 United Kingdom Kingdom 这个字呢就是王国的意思那大家看到它前面呢就是这个 King K-I-N-G 这个名词表示呢就是王国这个国王统治的地方
OK so the article gives more details on this saying a performer's training process can last anywhere from 1 year to a decade 10 years or longer.
Okay, next we'll learn about the training process. The article says tightly supervised trainees live together while attending school and participate in classes and, dance and voice classes at night.
That's really busy. That's a lot of stuff to do. We've got a few words to look at here. The first one is tightly, T-I-G-H-T-L-Y, tightly, which is an adverb. In this sentence, tightly means in a strict or very controlled way. And it modifies the verb supervised, S-U-P-E-R-V-I-S-E-D, supervised, meaning someone is watching all the time, telling people what to do, and so on. So if someone is tightly supervised, it's like having a very strict teacher 24/7.
Ooh, OK, 我们首先来看到一下这个 tight 这个形容词就是形容很紧的。例如呢 ,the pants are too tight, 裤子呢太紧了。那呢我们这边加上 ly 变成副词呢就是形容这个动作很频繁很紧密。那呢我们这边是形容 supervised。supervised 这个动词呢就是指监督的意思，记得刚刚有说过 PP 表示被动吗？所以呢这边加上 ED 过去分词的意思呢就是表示这个人被监督被控管了。所以呢刚刚 Patty 有解释到 tightly supervised 就是呢紧迫盯人的意思，就是呢有个人一直在这个注意你做什么事情。OK, and the people who are tightly supervised are trainees.
That's right. A trainee, T-R-A-I-N-E-E, trainee, is just a person who is being trained. Okay. The other word we should explain is participate, spelled P-A-R-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-E, participate, which is a verb meaning to take part in some kind of activity. So you could participate in a game, in a project, in a race, and so on.
OK, 我们先回到呢刚刚 Pat 解释的第一个单词 train 呢 train 这个字呢比较大家呢可能都知道是指火车的意思，例如呢像是捷运列车呢也可以当作这个 train, 那但是呢这边是动词的意思，是指训练，例如呢我们说重量训练你要练成写 weight training, OK, 这个 training 就是训练。那呢英文里面呢如果我们在后面加上 ee 这样的字尾呢表示人或东西，但是呢注意到它是表示被动的，所以呢我们这边看到它就 trainee 呢指的呢就是这个被训练的人，也就是我们课里面讲的就是这些韩星的练习生、哦、被训练的人。那如果是教练呢他是主动做的事情，我们要怎么样，我们在后面加上 ER trainer, trainer 呢就是主动做这个事情的人，就是呢教这些练习生做事情的这些老师们、哦、OK, 那这些练习生呢早上要上课晚上要参加训练呢，我们看到 participate 这个动词呢意思就是参加，那呢他可以只参加课程或者参加比赛，但是呢注意我们后面要加上介系词 in、哦、OK, 我们说 participate in the race, 或者是说呢participate in the class.
Yes. Okay, here's more about the training. The article says, in addition, trainees are also taught foreign languages such as English, Japanese, and Chinese. So in addition is a phrase that just means as well as or also.
OK, in addition to, 这个片语呢或者你可以说 besides 表示呢除了什么之外也哦。另外呢刚刚 Pat 讲到的 as well as 或是 also, 这个呢中文我们翻译为也或是怎么样这样子。这样呢也是非常类似的用法。那我们举个例子哦 ,in addition to the dancing class, they also learn language. 除了呢跳舞之外呢他们也要学语言。那这组用法呢和这个 except 常常搞混哦。你可能有学过这个 except for, 是表示除了之外，但是注意到它是除了之外没有哦。注意到刚刚那我们说 besides 或是 in addition to, 我们只能想说有 A 也有 B, 那呢 except for 则是呢有 A 没有 B 哦。例如我们说 everyone was in the room except for Kelly, 所有人呢都在房间里面除了 Kelly 之外 Kelly 没有在这个房间里面，虽然呢我们中文都翻译成是除了什么之外，但是意思正好相反，我们要特别注意。 OK, the article describes more about the process saying the amount of time and effort demanded from these singers is huge.
That's right, and now the word demand, demand, is used as a verb here, meaning to ask strongly or often officially.
OK, demand 呢这个字呢在我们学经济学里面可能看到它表示需求，相对于 supply 是供给， supply and demand 需求供给，那它这边呢也表示要求需要的意思、哦、所以呢这边一样用 PP 表示被动形容前面的东西呢是被要求的。那我们这边看到这个片语 the amount of 什么东西呢，就是用来指这个东西的数量、哦、可以呢看到这边我们是接不可数的名词，表示这个你需要花费的时间跟力气的这些数量。 The article also says yet they can be cut from their company at any moment.
Yeah, they could be kicked out. So now we hear from a K-pop star who went through the training. K-pop star Joe Kwon said he never felt confident during his 8 years as a trainee. Now the word confident, C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-T, confident, is an adjective meaning feeling certain about your abilities and thinking you can do what is needed. If you're confident, you think things will turn out well because you believe in yourself. For example, you can feel confident about passing a test.
Okay, confident 这个字呢就表示有自信、有信心的。例如刚刚 Pat 举例呢 ，feel confident about passing the exam， 这边呢就是表示说呢，你相信你可以，你有信心可以过关了。换成 believe in， 相信怎么样也是可以哦。Here's more from Joe Kwon. You never know when you will debut or if you will get kicked out of the company, so you feel insecure every day.
Yeah, the word debut, D-E-B-U-T, just means to perform in public for the first time. However, if stars don't make their debut or don't debut, they might get kicked out, meaning be asked to leave a team, a group, a company, or so on.
OK, 我们看到 debut 这个字呢指的就是初登场出道的意思。但是呢这些练习生不一定会出道，他们可能怎么样呢，会说这个 be kicked out of, 就是呢被踢出去哦，被开除的意思。跟前面一段课我们看到 be cut from, 意思呢一样被切割被 fire 掉。所以 they can get fired at any moment,、
yep.
no wonder he felt insecure.
Yeah, insecure means you don't feel safe or confident, you're just waiting for something bad to happen.
OK, secure 呢表示安全的被保全的、哦、那如果我们前面加上否定的这个字首呢 IN insecure 就表示呢你很没有这个安全感、哦、相对于前面 confident 有自信的这边的 insecure 就是没有自信的很没有安全感的 The article continues by saying one can't help but wonder if this pressure ever ends up paying off for young Koreans hoping to find fame
So here the word pressure P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E pressure meansstress because you need to do something important or do lots of things in a short time and there are likely to be consequences or results for what happens if you succeed or fail. Students often have a lot of pressure.
OK, 我们首先看到 can't help but 就是不得不怎么样注意我们后面直接加上原形动词、哦、你不禁呢会觉得怎么样呢我们这边看到单字 pressure press 这个字呢当作动词表示按压例如 press the button 按按钮那呢 pressure 呢就表示压力例如大气压力或是水压等等等那这边呢则是表示你生活中很多的压力哦那这个压力来源是怎么样呢你不知道你会这个结局好不好哦所以我们看到呢 the end 这个字呢就是表示结局的意思那课文里面有问这个片语 end up 呢就表示结果 OK but still a lot of young Koreans want fame
they do fame is just the noun form of famous or being well known the question is does the hard work pay offNow, in order to answer that, we'll need to understand the phrase, pay off, which is today's shortcut for you. We're at the end of the first part of the article, so after we've watched the shortcut for you video, we'll return for today's For You chat question.
Shortcut for you.
What are you doing?
Training! I can't stop. I have to keep running.
You're making me tired just watching you.
Well, I want to win next month's race, and I know this is going to pay off.
Oh, that's why you're doing this? You're getting paid?
No, if something pays off, that means it brings you some kind of benefit.
So if something pays off, it means 有所回报
You got it! Oh! There was a 20-second break! I have to get back to my training!
What are you doing now?
Hi, niece!
All this hard work better pay off. Jeez, I'm gonna go sit down.
For You Chat.
So Sam, what is something important you've trained for, and what was the training experience like?
I think when I was a teenager, I was trained to like playing piano
for
like performance or something. And that journey was quite interesting, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can remember every day playing the same song, but I can't remember the performance actually. So.
Oh, right.
How about you, Pat?
I've been trained in a few things, like learning how to do a martial art or acting classes, driving, which was terrible. It took me a year to learn it. But we haven't got time to talk about them all, sadly. It's time to finish for today. But join us tomorrow to learn more about the K-pop training process and also what life is like for the stars once they survive it. See you then. Bye for now.
The price of fame for K-pop stars. A K-pop star flips her hair and shakes her hips as she sings for her screaming fans. Her performance seems effortless, but it has actually been years in the making. For most K-pop stars, the journey to stardom often starts around age 9 or 10. A performer's training process can last anywhere from 1 year to a decade or longer. Tightly supervised trainees live together while attending school and participate in dance and voice classes at night. In addition, trainees are also taught foreign languages such as English, Japanese, and Chinese. The amount of time and effort demanded from these singers is huge, yet they can be cut from their company at any moment. K-pop star Joe Kwon said he never felt confident during his 8 years as a trainee. "You never know when you will debut or if you will get kicked out of the company, so you feel insecure every day." One can't help but wonder if this pressure ever ends up paying off for young Koreans hoping to find fame.
Vocabulary Review. Journey. For Melissa, the journey to becoming a famous actress took years. Tightly. Owen knew his actions would be tightly controlled once he joined the army. Participate. The teacher tried everything to get her lazy student to participate in class. Confident. After years of lessons, Michelle felt confident dancing and singing on stage. Pressure. Greg felt a lot of pressure from his parents to do well in school.